Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's segment of the A New Day Show. I am so excited. I'm super excited because, listen, now you can listen to the show on the move in your car. You don't need to be at home to be by your computers. You can listen on your phone, on iTunes. It is available on iTunes, guys. So all of you who have your smartphones, now you can have me on the go with you wherever you are, shopping, dining, whatever you are doing. You can be listening to the A New Day Show. This is Dynamic Daphne, and again, it is always an amazing privilege for me to be on the broadcast with you today. I do not take it for granted. And by the way, happy Memorial Day to everyone and for the service men and women who give up their life and their comfort to serve our country And for those who have gave their lives for us, I just want to say thank them for that, because freedom is indeed not free. A lot of times we look at it and we think it's free, but it's not free, especially for those who have gave their lives up for us. So we want to thank them and to thank their families for allowing them to do what they do. And I just want to encourage all of you to be safe this Memorial Day weekend. If you're drinking, don't drive. So just be careful. Just be careful. I want to do a bit of housekeeping and to let you know that you can call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And this is where you can call in and be part of the conversation. And my guest today will be, I'm waiting on him to call in, is Mr. Willie Whitfield. And Willie is a master stylist at We Love Hair NYC. And Willie has an amazing story that he wants to invest in your lives today. So he will be calling in and we will hear his story. I also want to remind you that you can place your ad on my international bulletin board for 20 words ad. It's $10 a month. And you can also include your link to your website or your blog or wherever you have your services listed. And all the people that click on my website, I have a large following. I have over 30 plus thousand on the radio show. I have over 29,000, almost 30,000 on Twitter. I have a couple of hundred on Facebook, and I have a lot of other social media. So when you advertise on my international bulletin board, it is giving you access to my network and my resources. My network becomes your network, and my resource becomes your resource. I'm also in the process of rolling out some promotions, and I want to give access first to you, my listeners, here on the A New Day show to take advantage. And whether you're listening to an archive segment or you're listening live or from the chat room, this opportunity will be for you too. So just go to drdaphne.in. That's drdaphne.in for the International Bulletin Board. And you will get all the information there, how you can advertise your business for $10 a month and how else you can take advantages of the promotions that I am offering. Another bit of housekeeping is that I coordinate a French cultural exchange program over the summer. And we are looking for host families, host homes. We are looking for people who are willing to open their hearts and their homes to young people from France for 3 weeks. And what is going to happen is that you get to host these young people for 3 months in your homes and help them to learn more about the American culture and the American way of life. So it takes very special people to open their hearts and home. But just imagine being a teenager and having Europe comes to you. So this is what will happen for you. In 3 weeks, you will have Europe comes to you in the privacy of your home, and you can help these teenagers between the ages of 13 and 20. You can help them to improve their English. You can also help them to understand more about the American culture. So, Mr. Willie Whitfield, if you are out there and if you are listening, it's time for you to call in. Call in to 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I am waiting to hear Mr. Willie Whitfield, the owner and master stylist at We Love Here, to call in and to have us share his amazing story that he has to share with us. So if you're out there, Willie, I want to, I'm going to try and call him on the other line here and to just make sure he remembers. You know how people get on the holiday, they get into eating and everything else, and they are not remembering what they are supposed to do. So I am calling Mr. Willie Whitfield to make sure he remembers that he needs to be here on the show. He is the only guest today, so if he does not call in, it is not a good thing. So I hope he's not partying too much. And we are looking forward for him to share his story with us here on the A New Day show. So it's, you know, it is such an amazing thing when we always can see the importance of our stories and us by us sharing them, and know that they will help others to transform their lives. And his telephone is ringing, and I got his voicemail, so I guess I will have to leave a message for him to call us here.
Okay. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
Well, Mr. Whitfield, this is Dynamic Daphne, the host of the A New Day show, sir. And I am just calling to remind you that you are our featured guest today on the show, and that you need to call in to the station at 646-915-8166. Remember, the world is waiting to hear your story. So please call us. We are here waiting on you. And I just want to share, while we are waiting on our guests to call in, you know, a lot of times we are going through difficulties and we are going through challenges. And we oftentimes think that we are the only ones that are being faced with those struggles. But, you know, today I got another blessing and another clear affirmation of how blessed I am. I am so blessed. And even though each day when I wake up, I encounter some setback, some struggles, some adversities, but in spite of it all, I am so blessed. I am so blessed because you all know that I think it's maybe around approximately a month or close to a month now that my computer went down and I've been trying to get it rejuvenated, and some of my friends have been trying to get people to fix the computer. And the truth of the matter is, I could not put my finger on the available resource to go purchase a new computer. And I must tell you, I've been so blessed. And just today, one of my sisters in the spirit took me and blessed me with a computer. So here I am back online. I'm able to do this show this evening. I am able to just reach out to the world. And I just want to just say thank you to her for blessing me always and blessing other people always. And I just pray that God continues to bless her in all her endeavors, to bless her with strength and long life and health, and to give her family members long life and continued success, and just to keep lifting her up in all the things that she does, and for just always finding a way to bless others and not to be disconnected, but to be such a part of the people around her and the people that she loves. And we just pray for your continued love, my sister, and just to say thank you for blessing me and for sowing into the vision, the purpose, and the calling that God has me on. And I need to get the chat room up and running. And we are 17 minutes into the show, and my guest has not called in. I have left him two voice messages on his phone, and I'm praying that he remembers to call in, because we tied up this interview last night after 10 p.m. We were on the phone discussing the logistic around our conversation this afternoon. So I am just so blessed to find out, you know, since January is when I actually started the Sunday segment of the A New Day show. As you know, on Wednesdays, I do the entrepreneurial aspect of the show, and on Sundays, I do the life issue of the show. And what it does is that it allows my guests to appear and to share their stories of what it is that has helped them to reinvent their lives, or just to help them to share their journeys with other people. Just to share their journey with others. Because a lot of times we think that we are the only ones that are faced with setbacks and trials and tribulations. But the fact of the matter is, if we continue to peel the onion back far enough, we'll find out that we are not unique. I have come to realize that the more I continue on the journey that I am called to do, is the more obstacles and adversities raise its ugly head. But as the saying goes, that what does not kill you makes you stronger. And I know that one of the things that these adversities has helped me to do is to build my muscles, you know, build my faith, build my tolerance, and just to keep believing and knowing that this too shall pass. This too shall pass, because there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that I'm going through or will go through in the future that God does not know about and is not there to help me. So if you are listening to me say this today, no doubt you are probably going through some things too. But you got to build the faith to know that in spite of what it is, it doesn't matter how long you are going through it. Know that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Because you are not in this alone, no matter how you feel and what you think. You are never going through this alone. There's always somebody more powerful, somebody greater than you, that is looking for you. So I want anybody who is listening to just remind Mr. Willie Whitfield that he needs to call into the show, because the world is waiting to hear his story. The world is waiting on you, my brother. So please call in 646-915-8166. And while I wait, I just want to play this song for you.
Let angels prostrate fall.
okay. Crown him Lord of all. Yes, I was I just set up my new computer and I think I have not downloaded the flash drive for the chat room to be running. So the long and short of that, I'm not up on the chat room, guys. I will have to ask you to call in because I have no, I think I need a flash drive or something for that, and that is not up, so it is not happening. So I want to just ask you to just hang in there with me, and so we won't have any chat room tonight. I promise I'll have to download it afterwards. You see, that's why I need an engineer. I am looking for someone who is just passionate about what God has me doing and wants to be part of what I am doing on Get In on the Ground Floor. So if you are that person and you are just interested in what I am doing, I ask that you send me an email either at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can just go ahead and send me one from here on the radio site, and I will respond to you. But I'm definitely looking for someone who is going to be like the entertainment host or, you know, person that manages the chat room and just converse with the listeners and to let them feel so welcome there. And I'm not so technically savvy and strong, and I need that go-to person that will help me in this area. So we are 28 minutes into the show, and my guest has not called in, and I am just like redialing his number here because I only have one guest, and I am waiting to hear him calling. I am really looking forward to hear his story. And I just pray he did not get cold feet about coming on to share his story. So, Willie, if you're there, I'm waiting on you to call into the show. And just let, you know, share your story with others, so that they can hear you and to know what we are about. So, if you're listening to me, wherever you're listening from, Willie, call in 646-915-8166. 8166. Please.
Thank you, and please have a wonderful day.
Record your message after the tone.
Yes, Mr. Whitfield, this is the third call from the A New Day Show. The world is waiting to hear from you. So if you would call us, 646-915-8166. We are waiting to hear your story, my brother. So, you know, we all have our stories. Some of us, our stories are more intense than others. But as I know that we all need to tell our stories, because our stories is what gives others hope, help them to build fortitude, and help them to know that they are not alone, never alone. Because I tell you, I have said repeatedly, if I had my life to live again, I would not have done anything differently, because for every little piece of what has crafted or wove my story together has helped to make me the woman I am. It has helped me to build credibility. It has helped me to build character. It has given me an unwavering faith. Because, you know, little did I know when I was going through all the obstacles, and I'm going to just pick one adversity. You know, every young woman who gets married looks for the time when she will be able to start a family. And for some, it is easy. For others, it is not so easy. I want to tell you, I fell in the ladder. It was not easy for me to start a family, because when I got married and I became pregnant, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times. And I had five miscarriages prior to giving birth to my handsome, giving C-section birth to my handsome son, Javonte Vaughn Oliver Hudson. And I oftentimes tell Javonte that he's my bank account and he's my savings account, because I remember back in Jamaica when I was pregnant, I visited one of the island's best gynecologists and obstetricians, Dr. Tang in Kingston. And Dr. Tang, everybody across the island would go to him, because he was like, you know, people look on him as the miracle worker. And I love him because he was so personable and so comforting. You know, when I would go there and I would be stressed out for different things that was happening in my life, he was so reassuring to me that everything was going to be okay. And I tell you, when I became pregnant that sixth time, and I sat with Dr. Tang, and he explained to me that he would be putting in what is known as a Shirodka stitch. And that's a stitch like a cross, all four corners. And it holds the cervix together. And it helps you not to lose the fetus. It helps you not to abort. And it just secured the birth, and that I would need to have a C-section at 7 months. So I knew that I would have to go on complete bed rest. And during that time, I developed pre-gestational diabetes. And I was able to provide and secure the best care for me during that time. I was on complete bed rest in the hospital for a certain number of months. And you know, when you're hospitalized in the institution where you are employed, not only are you getting the best care, but everyone looks out for you and to make sure you get all the little extras that you can get to make sure that you are comfortable. And I tell you, going through that time, at the time my husband then was living in the United States and I was living in Jamaica. So here I was going through a challenging pregnancy all by myself. No spouse there, no husband there. And the only thing I can remember doing, there were many nights and many days when I would cry. And I know that my sister-in-law and my brother and the children were there for me, and my friends were there for me, Valerie, Lorraine, and Opal, and all the others. They were there for me. But I'm telling you that it was just not the same, because every woman who is going through pregnancy, whether it's normal or you're having some challenges and struggles, every woman that's going through that wants that special someone to be there with you. And for me, it was not that way because my husband was not there. But God helped me to give birth. I went in to the St. Joseph Hospital in Kingston. I knew I was up in Newcastle with my brother and his family. I was up in Newcastle, and I know that on that Thursday morning, I was going down to have the C-section in the afternoon. And, you know, we were all so excited, and I had that support system around me and to make sure that everything was okay. Everything was okay. And I know that there are many women out there who can probably share in this story with me. And again, I want to apologize for the chat room not being up, because I need to download a special, I think, flash drive or something to get it up and running. And you all know that I got blessed today with a new computer from my sister in the spirit. And I forgot about downloading that. I think Adobe or something that I got to download to get the chat to work. So I'll have that up and running. So I think that my guest stood me up, which is not a good thing to do. But he still has 51 minutes, and I hope that he can get his face out of the barbecue grill to call us here on the A New Day show. And as a matter of fact, any one of you who you are listening and you would like to share your story with me on this Memorial Day weekend, please call me. And I will have you share your story along with mine here. The story I am sharing is when I had my miscarriages, and before I gave birth to my only son via C-section. And I had 5 miscarriages before I was able to give birth to him. And it is a blessing, you know. He's my only child whom I love dearly. And now I am sitting here, and as I relive the moment when I went through that pregnancy, there's tear welling up in my eyes, because I remember when the thought always crossed my mind, would I ever be a mother? And, you know, as I asked that question, to be honest, during those times, my faith was not as strong as it is now. And even then, I felt so confident and so reassured that, yes, you will be a mother. you will be a mother biologically, because I know I was like mothering my cousins, my nieces and nephews, and I remember going on a cruise with my two nephews, Wayne and Dave, and we had such a good time on the MS Star Ward. And at that time, I did not have any children of my own, but I went with them. But I knew that the time would come when I would have my own child. And the Lord has blessed me to experience that day. So if you are listening to me and you're a lady that your family has been through the experience I just shared, where you have had many miscarriages or you are not able to become pregnant, I tell you, trust in the Lord and know that He always works everything out. He works everything out. And so long as we believe in Him, and so long as we trust Him, He gives us the desires of our heart. He really and truly does give us the desires of our hearts. He did it for me. And I know if some people would pick up the telephone to call, they would be able to give testimonies too about the things that He has done in their lives as well. So don't get despondent, don't get discouraged, because God is in the miracle working business. I can tell you that all that has done for me, not that I would not have liked to have six children, but I have one and I'm giving thanks for the one that the Lord has blessed me with. He and the Lord has also given me the opportunity to be the mother of many others. You know, every summer when I Yes, so we are back on live here at the A New Day Show. And I tell you something, my guest, I think, has stood me up. I don't know why he has not called in. He probably got cold feet. You know how it is sometimes. People get cold feet. Well, however, you know, whenever he is ready, he will come on to tell his story. And I just want to continue to let you know that I hope by my sharing my little bit with you this evening about the five miscarriages that I have gone through, that will help you to have faith, to know that if that is something that you are praying for and believing for, do not give up. If you have been praying for years, right now you need to begin to thank God for letting you become a mother. To thank God, not to be worried about it, but seeing that you've been praying so long, and He knows what our needs are even before we begin to pray. So what I want for you to do right now is to continue to thank Him for letting you be a mother. Because I'm sitting here and it's 29 years plus that I've been a mother. And what a blessing it has been. Yes, there were times when I shed tears too. There were times when my son did things that I particularly did not understand and did not care for. However, I am still his mother, and I love him. I love him unconditionally, and I have learned to separate the things that he does from who he is. And I just continue to pray for him each day, that God will continue to bless him and to help him to grow into a mighty man of God, because I know that God has something great for him to do. Because yes, Javonte, he has his own story, and he will be telling his story to you. So know what your stories are. Tell your stories and tell it well. Tell your stories and tell it well, because the world is waiting to hear your story. And if you are a regular listener to this show and you have a story that you think can encourage someone, please do not hesitate. Call me. Call me up and let me know that you have a story and that you would like to tell your story. And I will be more than happy, so long as your story fits into the parameter of what we are doing on this show, we'll be more than willing to accommodate you to tell your story to the rest of the world. So I'm still waiting on Mr. Whitfield to call in. Mr. Whitfield, don't know what happened. You still have 39 minutes. You can call in 646-915-8166. And if you're trying to get in the chat room, I am not up in the chat room because I did not download that program that we use to operate the chat room. So I will need to do that later on, so that when we get back on the air on Wednesday, that we will have that. So if you're listening on the World Wide Web, or if you're listening on iTunes or wherever you're listening to, please call me on this Memorial Day and just share your story with me. I want to remind you to check into drdaphne.in, as in international, IN. And that is to gain access to my international bulletin board. You can advertise your business, your products, your services, whatever it is that you do. You can advertise 20 words on my international bulletin board for a mere $10 a month. And you can also include your link, your live link, that all 30 plus thousand of the people I have here on my radio show, my 29 plus thousand on Twitter, I think it is, the last time I checked, and I have a couple of thousand on Facebook. I have my LinkedIn community. I have speaker site. I have so many social media out there. And I want to just encourage you to call into that and take advantage of that. And plus the programs that I'm getting ready to roll out, you, my listeners, will be the first to take access to that. caller, your last four digits are 7432. You're on the air live. Would you say who you are, where you're calling from?
Hi, Daphne. How are you? This is Willie. How are you?
Oh, Mr. Whitfield, man, I thought you just kicked me to the curb. How are you,
no,
my brother?
No, not at all. I'm down in Virginia.
Ah, I'm telling you, my brother. Well, I'm so glad we have 36 minutes, and we are just going to let these 36 minutes count. And I want to ask you to just briefly introduce yourself to the viewers. Tell them who you are, and we are going to go. We are just going to delve straight into your story, my brother.
All right. Hello, everyone. Good evening. My name is Willie Whitfield, and I am the owner of We Love Hair Salon in Harlem, New York. And it's a pleasure to be with you guys this evening.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Master Stylist Willie Whitfield. Willie, you know that as you and I, we were speaking last night, and as I was waiting for you to call in, I used that opportunity to let my listeners know about a portion of my story. And that portion was when I had 5 miscarriages previous to giving birth to my son, Javonte. And we all have stories. And people will look at you, Willie. I think this is my 3rd year when I was introduced to you. After my stylist got killed in an accident, and it's been like 5 years, I couldn't find anybody to work on me like the way Jamie did. And I was so happy when my friend Chandel introduced me to you. And I know you, and we're there, and we never get into all the intimate detail of who I am nor who you are. I come there, and you transform me, and you send me out. And even today, my hair that you work on a week ago, people in church said to me today, God, who does your hair? You look so great. And I say, I can take you down to Harlem. Let me know when you want to go to Harlem. But, Willie, the price you are now paying didn't come easy for you, because you got some stuff. You had to reinvent Willie's life so that you could continue on the path that God had designed for you. Right?
Yes. Yes. It's so funny that you say, you know, reinvent. You know, like in the past, that was my thing. Like, I always wanted to reinvent myself when I felt like I've, you know, did that and done that, and I've been in a scene for too long. I was felt like it was time to reinvent myself and be someone new and change my look. And I think today it's more of being who, you know, God would have me be, and I'm starting to live more and more in that light each day. You know, it's truly a blessing, and I believe there are no coincidences. And, you know, Chandel brought us into each other's lives for a reason, for this day to come. And you know, I'm just grateful for it. But, you know, like you said, you know, we all have a story, and I generally don't share. I try not to intermingle my business life and my personal life. But then there are those instances where, you know, you have to disclose, you know, who you are. And I believe that God brought me from where I was for a purpose, for a reason. And it's not to, you know, keep it to myself or glory in it by myself or with those whom I choose to share it with. It's for me to, you know, bring it out to the open and shed some light on it as to maybe help somebody else, and, you know, to provide hope for somebody, because somebody provided hope for me. So,
you know, as I said to you last night, because I must tell my listeners, I am telling you how much I trust Chandel's judgment, because I don't even know Willie's story yet. Because last Sunday, Chandel and I had lunch, and she knows what I do on a Sunday, that I do life segments. And she said to me, by the way, have you spoken to Willie about his story? I said, no, sir, I didn't know Willie got a story. She said, yeah, girl, you got to talk to him about the story. So then I called Willie yesterday, and I say, I hear you got a story. Are you willing to share your story? Are you comfortable? So, world, I'm telling you, I'm going to be hearing this story when you hear this story. So, and as I said to Willie last night, there are people who know me for 10, 20, 15 years, and they don't know my story, because this is how precious my stories are. I don't feel compelled to tell my story to everyone, because if I do that, it's like feeding pigs on my good china and give them my crystal glass to drink from. Because unless my story can empower your life, I don't want to share it with you. So, I'm hearing this story, and I know it's going to do something for me, just as it is going to do for the rest of the world. So, Willie Whitfield, you have got the mic. Tell us what you want us to know and how you end up where you are today.
Wow. How I ended up where I am today. Sometimes I'm totally baffled how I end up where I am today, but it's truly just, you know, for me, it has been getting out of the driver's seat and getting out of my own way and doing something totally different. You know, Daphne, I'm 38 years old, and I've lived in a number of places, California, Virginia, New York, and I have seen a lot of things, and I've been a lot of places, and I think ultimately where I'm leading to this, I'm somewhat nervous, so you guys have to please bear with me.
That's all right, honey. Take your time.
But I guess it all in a nutshell is that, you know, I come from a place that many people come from. I mean, my story is not at all unique. You know, I've battled with alcohol and substance abuse for most of my adult life. And I would love to tell you that I was a functional alcoholic and drug addict. You know, part of my mind still wants to tell you that. However, my story begs to differ. You know, my life was spiraling out of control, and I didn't know, you know, why at the time. I didn't know how I got there or what had happened. And you know, to be perfectly honest, like, God intervened and, you know, put some people into my life, and it kind of told me, like, my problems may be the drinking and the drugging that I was doing. And, and I never thought that that was it. You know, I grew up in a, for the most part, a single family, a single parent home. And I always felt like an outcast or that I was different. And like most, like most people that feel that way, I turned to drugs. You know, for me, drugs was an escape. I started out with alcohol, and then I went to marijuana, which led to other drugs and lots of alcohol. And 5 years ago, well, almost 5 years ago, you know, a friend of my sister's is how I really got introduced to a 12-step program, and, you know, she told me that, maybe I may have a problem, and she told me, you know, that I can get help if I wanted it.
Amen. Course, if you wanted it, yes.
Yeah, if I wanted it. And of course, you know, I didn't think I had a problem, and, you know, but something within me said, you know, listen. And I know now that voice of reason was, you know, the God of my understanding, telling
right.
me to listen.
And, that's right.
And I'm grateful that I did, because my life has totally made a 180 degree turn. Like I'm not the person that I used to be. You know, I don't look at
yeah.
things the same way. And you know, and
you
and
have you right. have even gone to college since
yes,
then, because
I
remember when I started coming to you, it was about the time when you were going to be graduating or something, because you had mentioned that you were graduating doing a human service degree.
Yes.
And you were going in, and I remember at the time you were working at another salon, and we were talking about the name that your shop was going to have, because you were looking that the studies you were doing, you could incorporate it into the hair. So the name of your place, I think, was going to be Hair Therapy or something.
Yes,
right?
It was a play on therapy. The name of it was going to be Therapy, because, you know,
Therapy,
yes. Yes, Therapy. And how that came about was, you know, I thought, you know, when I got clean, and you know, I've been in the beauty industry for going on 23 years now, and when I got
right.
clean, I thought that I wasn't gonna do hair anymore. I went back to school, and I said, I'm not gonna do hair anymore. You know, I'm gonna go into the social work field, because I knew I enjoyed helping people, but I just didn't know to what degree and what realm.
Yeah, The other thing you know too was that you was probably thinking that you was in charge of you. You didn't
yeah.
realize that you was not in charge of Willie. Because,
not at all.
Like, you know, when I remember, again, I want to congratulate you on this the business that you opened 2 weeks ago, because I remember asking your sister, because your sister was there, and I saw the pride on her face and on her mother's face. And when I asked your sister, how long ago did you know your brother had the knack to do hair? And she paused, and with the biggest smirk on her face, she said, forever. But then when I spoke with you, you explained what that forever meant.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Willie, we cannot run from who God has called us to be.
Amen. Amen. And Destiny, you know, it's funny, because I often joke that, you know, hair is in my DNA.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of hairstylists that are in my family. And,
yes.
You know, we've been doing hair for quite a long time. And, you know, and I was ready to give that all up and to become a social worker. And you know, I said, you know, maybe I can make a difference this way. But God had other plans. So,
that's right,
you know,
because, you know, Willie, I listened to one woman whom I spoke with, one of the people I interviewed. And she said the first time she came to you, she came with a head of hair that had problem. But she said when she walked out of your presence, got out of your chair, went through the door, she left you feeling as a person. She said you did not treat her as a head of hair. You treated her as a person, as an individual, as someone valuable.
Yes.
So, my brother, you are a social worker.
Yes.
You are
yes.
a social worker. Because every person sits in your chair, you personalize that time with them.
And you have to. Because I think the human condition, Daphne, is that we all want to be heard. Like, we all want someone to listen to us, and we want someone to acknowledge that they hear us. Not
mm-hmm.
just listening to the words but what's not being said. And I believe that that's the gift that I have of listening to women, especially when it comes down to the hair of what they're not saying. And that's a great gift, because, you know, it afforded me a lifestyle that, you know, allows me to be very comfortable. And not only that, I'm able to advise women on, you know, hair issues. And I think that was the one main thing when I opened We Love Hair, is that I wanted for when women to come in, that each stylist there would listen to what it was that they had to say regarding their hair. And a lot of times, you know, some women have encountered some stylists that don't listen, that they treat them as such, as a head of hair. Oh, let me do this head of hair and get you out. But no, I need to hear, because this head of hair is attached to
That's
a person.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So,
and that, you know, one of the other things that I observed, each time I come into wherever you are, before you were the owner of We Love Hair, but when I came to you, one of the things I observe among your clientele, I didn't hear gossips.
Yeah.
I didn't hear people talking about people and all of that. And that's not what you can say about each beauty shop you go in, because you always hear people say, you want to hear people's business, you go to the beauty shop or you go to the barber shop. But that's not there, and it speaks quality and volume of the people who comes into your presence.
Yes, because first of all, I feel like, you know, people, when they come in, they look to the stylist for direction. So
mm-hmm.
if the stylist is directing in all of this messiness, then the salon is going to contribute in the messiness. And, you know, I don't have time for that. You know, my job is to listen and to hear what you're not saying and translate that into wearable hair for everyday
mm-hmm.
people. You know,
that's right.
You know, people often say, oh, Willie, you don't want to, you know, do hair for the stars, or you don't want to do red carpet. And I always tell them, I do hair for stars. Each one of my clients
That's
that
right.
comes to the door, they are stars. They are special
That's
in
right.
their own right. You know,
That's
I
right.
don't need to do the Angelina Jolie's or, you know, the Jennifer Hudson's, although it would be nice to have that on my
mm-hmm.
resume. But when it's all said and done, you know, when I do the Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson's and the Chandel Pitts and, you know, each and every other client of mine, I'm doing a star, because we're all stars in our own right.
That's right. But I tell you something. When I hit Hollywood, I have to fly out to do my hair and fly you back for the rest. I'm not going to be selfish to take you from the rest of the sisters and brothers out there. But I'll be sending a private jet to pick you up to do my hair and get you back in
well,
time
I will,
for the other clients.
And I will certainly make sure that I'm available to you.
Thank you. You know, Willie, what would you like to tell those people out there who are battling different adversities and they have thrown in the towel and they have given up on themselves? What would you like to tell them?
Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself, because, you know, it's funny because I thought about our conversation last night as well, and you said, you know, everybody falls down, but you can't stay down, and you have to turn around and look up, because somebody is going to pass by and reach
right.
out their hand to help you up. And
mm-hmm.
that just really resonated with me, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, although I never felt like I wanted to give up, but there were
mm-hmm.
often times that I felt hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only by the grace of God that,
mm-hmm.
you know, somewhere in the back of me, I knew that that wasn't who I was supposed to be.
That's like, right. That's right.
You know.
I want to share, because in your bathroom at your new location, there's a sign that reads, dreams do come true.
Believe dreams do come true.
Believe dreams yeah. do come true. And
yeah.
I tell you, everybody that goes into that toilet, you're going to start to use your brain, whether you went in there using it or not, because you're going to look. And I think that is the best place for you to have erected that sign. Because
yes.
we go in there and our minds wander and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a brain jogger as you sit in there or as you stand in there doing whatever you're doing. It is helping you to jog your brain to say, hey, I believe and this is my dream. Now you need to begin to believe so that your dream can come true too. Because we were all created for a purpose. It is a shame when we die and leave this world without our music not played, that special cake not baked, that building not being architect, that hair not done properly. We all are created for something, and we all need to know what it is that we are created for.
Yeah. And you know, we all have dreams, Daphne, and no matter how big or how small, you know, what I would want for people to really get out of what our conversation is about tonight is don't give up. You know,
that's right.
We can't give up because, well, we're not only giving up on ourselves, we're giving up on the seed that was planted within us.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
And to me, I feel like, you know, for me to have had the vision of this salon, God had to have planted the seed within me.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And it's up to me to fulfill that destiny, that yearning that was within me. And, like,
mm-hmm.
even now I think about it, like, I'm getting goosebumps on my arms because
mm-hmm.
not all the time I really fully understand what
that's
has
right.
happened.
That's
you
right,
know,
that you just have to step out in faith.
Yes, yes.
Because one of the, go ahead.
This has been rooted within me, and
mm-hmm.
and it has some and has manifested itself to what it is now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know one of the other things, too, that a lot of people who has gone through the adversities that you went through, is that they grow up seeing this thing happening around them, generation
mm-hmm.
after generation after generation. And what I want them to understand, it will come a time when you got to take a stand and say, the buck stops here, and you have to break that mold and says, it's not going to happen to my child, it's not going to happen to my grandchildren. I'm taking a stand right now, and I'm smashing that mold.
You know, it's funny.
Yes, go ahead.
It's funny that you say that, Daphne, because alcoholism runs in my family. My father passed away at 47. My grandfather passed away at 45. All alcohol-related illnesses.
My
so
heaven.
Somewhere in the back of, and like I said, I'm 38. I stopped drinking and drugging when I was 34. So there wasn't much time in between, you know, the age that I was and the ages of my father and my forefathers. So something
That's right.
in the back of my mind knew that, you know, I had to break the chain. Like, I had to stop
That's right.
the cycle, you know,
yes.
and the yoke was broken, praise the Lord. You know, God
Amen.
Saw fit
Thank you,
for
God.
Me
yes.
not to follow that path.
Yeah,
and
He sends us help. We got to be willing because until we are ready, and there's somebody who is listening to us today, you got to be ready to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the people around you. You, my brother, you, my sister, got to take the stand that the buck stops here.
Yeah.
You got to take the stand because you can do it. Because
yeah.
God's arms is outstretched to you to welcome you home, but you got to be willing to return home.
But, you know, sometimes it takes every ounce of gumption to muster
yes.
up strength to do it, but you can
That's
do
right.
it.
You can do it and keep pride.
It's fearful why people don't want to do it. It's fear of the unknown, fear that I won't succeed, fear that it won't work for me. But if you keep telling yourself that it won't work for you, it won't work for you.
Yeah, but you know, Willie, there's always somebody who loves us enough to embrace us. Because sometimes we got to go out of our biological families to find that one person who will support us and to say, honey, I'm here for you. I believe in you. You can do it. I'm here for you. Call me morning, noon, and night. I'm here. Because God knows some of our relatives don't know, need to know anything until we are finished with it. Because they have never done anything, and they don't want to see you do nothing. So a lot of times you got to move out of that circle and to go outside. Willie, we have 10 minutes. I want to give you 7 minutes, and I'm going to take three to kind of tie up here. And I want you to know that you have a platform whenever your heart desire to come and share with your people. So you have 7 minutes.
I want to take the beginning of those 7 minutes to kind of touch bases on something that you just said, Daphne, that you have to get outside of, you know, the immediate family or the family structure. A lot of times, family don't know how to help.
That's right.
You know,
that's true.
Yeah, they don't know how to help because they've been enslaved or in bondage to a way of thinking for so many years, for generations, that to think something new is so foreign to them. So they
That's
can't
right.
comprehend anything different.
That's right.
So,
God, that's all they know.
Yeah. So sometimes you have to look to other people and for the courage to do something different. And you have to believe that they believe that you can do
That's
it.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, one of the things that really got me through in the beginning was, you know, some of my support tell me, you know, let me love you until you learn how to love yourself.
Hallelujah. That's it right there.
That was major for me. That was major for me because I didn't know how to love myself. I thought I knew
how
to love others, but I didn't know how to love myself. So, you know, allow someone to love you until you can love yourself. Anybody out there that's listening that, you know, may be struggling, whatever form or fashion, you know, there's someone out there that can help. You know, don't give up. Give yourself a break, and just remember to easy does it. Keep it easy. Keep it simple, because you know the same thing that happened for me, it can happen for you. I want to thank you also for offering me the giving me the opportunity to come on the show and talk. And you know, I thank you so much for coming out to the grand opening of We Love Hair and just, you know, giving that positive energy, Daphne. You're the light around you just shines so brightly, and I'm just so grateful.
Thank you.
That you know you, that when you allow me in your presence, and you know when I'm in your presence, I can feel that positivity, and you know we need that amongst our community. And when I say community, I don't say African American community. I mean the human condition community.
Human community, Willie. Because you know, I oftentimes tell people, you're going to be surprised when you get to heaven, because a lot of people you acting up on the lines in the supermarket, they're going to be right next to you in heaven. So I said, we better begin to act right here, right now. Because this is what God wants. He wants us to embrace each other. He wants us to help applaud each other. He wants us to dance to each other's music. And I am so thankful for the journey that he has called me on, Willie. I tell you something, Willie. If I had any doubts in my mind today, he slapped me upside the head, Willie, because I got to tell you that my computer went kaput a few weeks ago. And I'm not ashamed to tell the world that I could not put my money on the resource that it took to get a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened today? One of my sisters in the spirit said to me, "You come on, I'm going to go get you a computer."
Wow.
And she did. She did just that because she believes in what I am doing for the world.
That's
and if
amazing.
That is not a blessing, I don't know what is a blessing. And, you know, some might not be able to buy a computer. Some might not be able to take somebody out for a meal or to buy a gift. But just to call someone and say, "Listen, I've been thinking about you. How are you doing?" We got to spend time to lift each other up and to encourage each other.
Yes, because that's all it takes is a kind word.
A kind word
of encouragement that can really just change the course of someone's day. You know,
yeah,
and that's another reason why I do here too. I really enjoy, you know, transforming women. And you know, and I don't say this with like in a braggadocious manner, but you know, in a way, I transform lives. You know, when
yes,
women come
do.
In, and
yes,
you know, they
you
may
do.
Not be feeling as positive, or you know, they may not see what I see, and it takes for them
yep.
to come in and sit in my chair, and you know, I can reassure them that you are okay the way that you are. You
that's
know,
right, and when they leave, I see that big grin on their face. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do what we do to enhance our appearance. You know, of course, we have professional lives, and we can't walk out our homes looking any kind of way. So we have
that's
to
right.
present ourselves in a manner, and I'm proud to be a part in that. You know,
that's,
we
right.
love that. That's what we do. We mm-hmm. welcome you, and we nourish you, and we incorporate you in that look. The look that
you
we're
know,
giving is about your personal or your professional image. It's not something that we just want to throw on you that doesn't fit you. And I think that's what great hairstyling, a big part of great hairstyling, is about that. Hello? 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 Hello?